Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Breaking news, the Boston Celtics have secured their 18th championship in franchise history by beating the Dallas Mavericks in Game 5, and that score, 106-88. Temperatures this week will be over 90 from the country's midsection to the northeast. CBS News Chicago's Tara Molina.
In central Massachusetts, public schools will finish the school year early because of the heat. Elevated humidity levels in the northeast will add to the misery. New York City is expected to be one of the hottest, with the heat index close to 100.
This is extremely hot for June, and New Yorkers should not underestimate the heat.
That's New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Forecasters are warning of flooding rains from Mexico through Texas and over to Louisiana and Mississippi. WWL's Dave Cohen is in New Orleans.
Waves of rain have been coming ashore here in Louisiana from a disturbance off the coast of Mexico.
We do see scattered storms, some heavy at times.
Meteorologist Peyton Malone.
Don't be surprised if a few areas pick up well over 3 inches of rain the next couple of days.
He says while we could see flooding on the northern Gulf Coast, it'll be even worse from Houston and for areas south of there.
Still looks like the biggest rain totals are going to be for the Texas coast as we head into the middle of the week.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The problem in California, wildfires. The largest in the state so far this year is the Post Fire in the Gorman area in northern L.A. County. Maryland Governor Wes Moore issues a mass pardon for 175,000 low-level marijuana convictions.
This is about changing how both government and society view those who have been walled off from opportunity because of broken and uneven policies.
Those who are incarcerated are not being released. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says there is a mental health crisis among young people, and he believes social media is partly to blame. He's calling on Congress to require a warning label on social media platforms similar to packs of cigarettes. A celebrity chef says he's lucky to be alive after a bad biking accident in Connecticut, CBS's Monica Ricks reports.
Gordon Ramsay says he's in brutal pain after some sort of bicycle accident last week. He didn't say exactly what happened, but jumped on Instagram to show fans his injuries, his entire left side covered in bruises.
It really shook me. I'm lucky to be here.
And he begged fans to wear helmets.
I don't care how short the journey is. I don't care. These helmets cost money, but they're crucial.
A federal judge has ordered BNSF Railway to pay the Swinomish Tribe of Washington nearly $400 million for trespassing on its reservation. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ann Jacobs, newly elected chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, has voiced her support for criticized elections administrator Megan Wolf. As Wisconsin's top election official, Wolf had been the target of criticism since the 2020 presidential election. Supporters of Donald Trump accused Wolf of election fraud, and Wisconsin Republicans failed to impeach her earlier this year. Jacobs spoke to WISN-TV's Upfront.
Megan Wolf has done an outstanding job, and the idea that we would not have her be our administrator because people believe in conspiracy theories is not how you run good government.
Both Jacobs and Wolf will oversee the presidential election in Wisconsin in November. A heat wave has rolled into Wisconsin. Temperatures are expected to be in the low 90s in some parts of the state Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with heat indexes in the high 90s. Thunderstorms are also expected this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series against the Angels in Anaheim tonight. On Thursday, they play the Padres. 7 games in 7 days. Center fielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, very busy road trip. I feel like we got 10, 12 guys who are from California, so it's going to be a lot of family and friends, so trying to have to balance that with winning every day.
Perkins with a spectacular throw from center to home plate to end yesterday with a 5-4 win over the Reds. Manager Pat Murphy.
We're not great, but that's the way you play championship ball. You know what I mean? We got thrown out first stolen base. What did we do? Kept running. That's just kind of like an attitude.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight in Boston. The Celtics up 3-1 after losing by 38 points Friday in Dallas. Drew Holiday.
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it's tactical. I think it's mental. Being a more tested team, but I think it's about locking in for another battle in Game 5.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Lows, low 70s. Warmer and more humid tomorrow. Highs into the low 90s and breezy. Late night storms return. More rain possible Wednesday and Thursday. High mid-80s Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time when our executive producer of Civic Media, our friend, our colleague, and guru of brewers, Luke Mathers, joins us for Tuesday Tangents at Lukester.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. Thanks to Jefferson Smith for filling in for me Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week. For the last couple of years, the annual Talkers Convention in New York City, they've asked me to come and debate some conservative, and I've said, no, I don't want to get COVID. I don't want to be locked in a room with 300 right-wing talk show hosts, half of whom don't even believe in being vaccinated. Finally, I let them talk me into it, and sure enough, I got COVID. And, it wasn't so bad. I had 2 days where I had 102-degree fever, 103 in one day. Took a couple of hot baths to try to knock it out. That was after the fever subsided. And today I feel perfectly normal, but I'm still testing positive. So I'm doing the show from home today. And, Nate and Jeremy are in the studio because Jeremy's filling in for Sean because when I came back, I did the show on Monday and Tuesday, and apparently Tuesday was my contagious day. I just felt a little off. I thought maybe I had a cold, that I'd picked up a cold on the trip. But I gave COVID to Sean, and I also gave it to Louise. Louise is feeling fine now, and Sean is mostly better. Louise is mostly better. They're both, two or three days behind me on the infection. But so far, so good. So we got a lot to talk about today. That's all just FYI, just so you know, and particularly for those of you watching us on Free Speech TV, on television, on Dish or Direct or, Roku or any of the other great ways that you can get Free Speech TV, that's why the picture is my office, my home office, rather than the studio. So I want to talk about the dark side of politics, the GOP's MAGA lie machine. Also in the first hour, the Surgeon General says there should be warning labels on social media. Why don't we simply demand that they publish their algorithms? We'll get to that. And mask bans coming? I mean, this is a bizarre story. We'll get to that, particularly apropos of COVID. In this first hour. In the second hour of the program, the Republican Party's unrelenting attacks on women's rights. Abortion was just the beginning. Also, the far-right Republicans' latest target, no-fault divorce. And Mad Men alert, the Republican Party has a huge, or at least Republicans in the House of Representatives, have a huge issue. They have no place to smoke cigars. This is going to be the prime bit of work, probably, that gets done in the Republican House today. Unless they're going to try to investigate Hunter Biden again. And for the third hour of our program, it looks like Democrats are finally coming for Kushner and his shady firm. And geeky science. Scientists discover that plants have their own form of intelligence. All fascinating stuff. But to get to my op-ed today, it's over at HartmanReport.com, and it's titled The Dark Side of Politics, the GOP's MAGA Lie Machine. And You know, Hitler's propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, famously told the Führer, repeat a lie often enough and it becomes the truth. And Trump and the MAGA faction of the GOP have really clearly taken Goebbels' advice to heart. They have been so effective, they have been lying so often and so effectively, that nearly all Republicans and majorities or near majorities of Americans actually believe the Republican lie that we're in a recession, when in fact right now we're in better shape than any time since the 1960s. Inflation last month was zero. Ronald Reagan never got it below 4.1% in his entire 8 years. So they believe this Republican lie that we're in a recession, that the economy is crap. They believe Republican lies about crime being up. It's actually down dramatically, not just since Trump, but since the 1990s. They believe the lies that Democrats want elective abortion up to the moment of birth. No Democrat has ever said that. They believe Trump's lie that the 2020 election was stolen from him by voter fraud. They believe Trump's lies that the southern border is wide open. They believe the Republican lie that Social Security is on the verge of bankruptcy and must be saved by privatization or benefits cuts. Really, all we need to do is just raise the cap, you know. They believe their vicious lie that queer people are pedophiles targeting America's school children. And the NRA lie that more and more deadly guns will keep our kids safe. Bump stocks are going to make us even safer, right? Hey, you can spray 800 bullets in a minute now. That's really going to keep us safe. By the way, I think that the conservatives on the court made that decision because they are, at least a couple of them, are fully expecting a civil war in the United States. Clarence Thomas's wife has made this very clear, and Sam Alito's wife is right on the edge of making it very clear. So now the guys with the AR-15s, which is, you know, more Republicans than Democrats, I can guarantee you, they're going to be far more deadly than they were before in this fantasy civil war that these conservatives have concocted. Anyhow, it's also migrated to congressional Republicans. You know, Mark Elias noted this in his Democracy Docket newsletter. He wrote, over the last month, you can feel that something important has happened. A tipping point has been reached of some kind. And, hang on just a second. Republicans who used to act like they hadn't heard or read the latest Trump outrage now show up at his trials and parrot his most vile lies. The GOP is now openly extolling the virtues of political prosecutions and disparaging the rule of law. Even Republicans on the Supreme Court have gotten into the act. I mentioned the bump stock decision. Clarence Thomas was so audacious as to insert this naked lie in a Supreme Court decision. Quote, the shooter must release and reset the trigger between every shot. No, I'm sorry, you just hold your finger down and that thing sprays bullets. As George Conway said, the Republican Party has become addicted to lies under Trump. You know, when historically we've trusted our politicians to tell us the truth. We've generally believed that they would tell the truth. When Kennedy debated Nixon in 1960, Nixon, you know, there was and in fact in my article, there's actually the clip from the Kennedy-Nixon debate that you can just click on and listen to it play. And it's fascinating. Because Nixon says, I have met Negro mothers and their children, and I think that, you know, and he goes into this whole thing about how he's going to, when he becomes president, he's going to call up the people who run the lunch counters down south and ask them to let black people sit at their lunch counters. And they will respect the president, Nixon says. And then Kennedy comes in. They say, Senator Kennedy, what do you say? And Kennedy comes in and he goes, that's nonsense. He said, it's going to take the force of government to force these people. These people have been racist for 200 years. They're not going to change next week. So anyhow, it's, but Nixon, I think, honestly believed that maybe he could jawbone this solution. And Kennedy honestly believed the force of government was necessary. And history, of course, proved him right. When Reagan sold us massive budget-busting, debt-creating tax cuts for the morbidly rich, I believe that Reagan actually thought that the prosperity would trickle down. I mean, this had been a meme on the Republican side since Well, since the 1890s, actually, the horse and sparrow thing, you'll recall. So, excuse me. The one thing that COVID gives me is a little bit of a runny nose, apparently. So anyhow, Reagan promised that this was going to work, and you know, people believed him. I mean, they believed him so much, Reaganomics is still in place. We have not yet raised the top income tax bracket back up to 74%. Instead, it's right now 3.4% functionally for billionaires. When George Bush and Dick Cheney sold us on the naked lie that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, they believed it was true because Reagan illegally sold those things to Saddam. He had no idea. You know, Bush and Cheney had no idea that Saddam had simply used them all in the war against Iran. But what happens when politicians stop bothering with even a fig leaf of truth to justify giant world-altering lies? James Madison warned us about this in Federalist Number 10. And really, the last time the Republican Party embraced outright lies in a widespread way like this was in the lead-up to America's participation in World War II. As multiple Republican senators, representatives, and media figures were taking direct cash bribes and talking points from Hitler's intelligence service. Excuse me. Rachel Maddow has documented this in Prequel, her book, Prequel, An American Fight Against Fascism, and her podcast, Ultra. And Franklin Roosevelt called it out. You've heard me play the clip over and over again. So, you know, I'm very, very concerned about this. You know, former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger writing about this, about how they're doctoring video of Joe Biden to make it look like he pooped his pants, or make it look like he's, you know, wandered off at the G7. I mean, these were all literally fake videos. I mean, they're real videos, but they've been cut and doctored and edited in ways that convey a message that is not true. And yet, Fox so-called News and right-wing media are constantly pushing these things. The last bastion of fact-checking is called the Stanford Internet Laboratory. And this is the group that has been doing great fact-checking on the internet. Excuse me. And it turns out that Stephen Miller's America First Legal sued them, and Republicans in Congress are investigating them. And as the Washington Post reports, two ongoing lawsuits and two congressional inquiries into the observatory have cost Stanford millions of dollars in legal fees. Students and scholars affiliated with the program say they have been worn down by online attacks and harassment amid, excuse me, amid the heated political climate for misinformation research. So basically, we don't have anybody seriously fact-checking, you know, anybody with great credibility seriously fact-checking on the internet any longer. So this is what's the old saying? A real mess, just a cluster, as they say. So what do we do? How do we deal with a political party that basically is basing most of what they do and what they say on lies? How possibly can we have a functioning democracy in an environment like that? I don't get it. And, well, actually, I do get it, and that's the sad part. There has to be some way to push back on the. Oh, and also, you know, Congress has prevented now the White House, Republicans in Congress have prevented the White House from even talking to social media companies. Our intelligence agencies can't even warn them anymore. So, what say you? I'll be back with a little more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Mask bans coming. I'll tell you about that right after this.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
One of the state's biggest and best farmers markets is right here in Waukesha. Join thousands of your neighbors this Saturday morning between 8 and noon at the corner of St. Paul and Madison along the Fox River. Fresh produce, crafts, flowers, food, and gift ideas of all kinds are on display and on sale. We'll check in live each Saturday morning on WAUK, too. Plan to stock up this Saturday at the Waukesha Farmers Market and stop by our WAUK tent to say hi and register to win a brand new Logger bike. We can't wait to see you.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Ever take a vacation? Let's talk about hotels and junk fees. Junk fees are these surprise charges that just pop up when you check in. They're called resort fees or curation fees or some other vague junk that wasn't included in the price when you booked your hotel online. Hotel junk fees cost travelers an average of $26 a night, roughly $3 billion a year, according to Consumer Reports. So how do you avoid them? You do your homework. Now, sometimes a website's going to have like a display total price button that you can click, but the surest way is to just pick up the phone and call the hotel before you book. While they're not obligated to tell you anything online, I found that friendly front desk folks usually can give me the straight story. It's worth $26 a night to make that phone call. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Get my daily writings where I take on the big picture issues of our day at HartmanReport.com.
Welcome back. So, amazing. Sinclair Media. This is from Popular Info today, Judd Legum's newsletter, popular.info. He says, this month, Sinclair Broadcast Group has flooded a vast network of local news websites with misleading articles suggesting that Biden is mentally unfit for office. This is what I was telling you about. And I'm not going to go through the whole list. I mean, many of you are probably quite familiar with them, but I encourage you to check it out, popular.info. It's the top story. Also, our Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, is speaking truth to power here. This is quite impressive. He has said that the threat that social media poses to America's children is so severe that we should put a warning label on the apps like we do with alcohol and cigarettes. He cites several studies, including the most recent one that was published in the American Medical Association, the journal, published in JAMA, that showed teens who spend 3 hours a day on social media double their risk of depression. That's incredible. I mean, if you could demonstrate that that marijuana doubled your risk, a teenager's risk of becoming depressed, and depression, can often lead to suicide, it would be taken off the market. If you had an ulcer medication or a stomach, some over-the-counter drug, right, something you take for a cold or flu or an upset stomach, and it doubled the risk of depression among teenagers. Teens spend nearly 5 hours a day on social media apps, according to a Gallup poll. Now, he doesn't have the power to do this. Forgive my coughing. We're just going to have to live with it. He doesn't have the power to put a warning label on these apps or to require it. The Surgeon General's role is largely advisory. He doesn't run a regulatory agency. But Congress has that power. And so he's calling on Congress to do something about this. And, Congress appears to be frozen. As long as political bribery continues to be legal here in the United States of America, as long as Clarence Thomas's tie-breaking vote, Clarence Thomas, after he took millions of dollars in gifts and bribes from right-wing billionaires, cast that vote in 2010 in Citizens United. It was a 4-5 decision, or 5-4 decision. He cast the deciding vote to legalize political bribery. And so as a result, social media companies just pour money into the campaigns and PACs, and particularly leadership PACs, which you can extract cash from after you leave office. These social media companies are basically just buying off our politicians left and right. It's a tragedy. It's a crime. It shouldn't be happening. But it's crazy. So what do we do about this? Well, Kathy Hochul, Ron DeSantis, oddly enough, signed a bill that would prohibit children under 14 from getting their own social media accounts, and kids under 16 would need parental consent. Kathy Hochul in New York is looking at something similar. I think these are good ideas. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Stay with us. I'll be right back. I've got to tell you about mask bans. This is just totally weird, but then I'll pick up your call. Stay with us.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
one thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, save 50% off your first order. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
CBS News special report, the Boston Celtics have won a record-breaking 18th NBA title with a 106-88 Game 5 win over the Dallas Mavericks in Boston.
This crowd on its feet, the best team in basketball all year. All the work, all the sacrifice, handling the enormous weight of massive expectations ends tonight here. It's over. Time to say it again, Boston. Anything's possible.
The game call from ESPN on ABC. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
And now it's my honor to present to the Boston Celtics the 2024 Larry O'Brien Trophy and the NBA Championship.
Second-year coach, 35-year-old Joe Mazzulla, is now the youngest coach since Bill Russell in 1969 to lead a team to the NBA championship. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is expecting to issue a ruling soon about ballot drop boxes. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden.
The Supreme Court has considered a new case that would allow them again, and there is a new liberal majority that seems more inclined to permit those again as they were used in 2020.
Last week, justices gave local clerks flexibility about locating absentee polling places, but kept a ban on early voting vehicles in place. The U.S. Energy Department is giving the University of Wisconsin Extension $1 million to educate communities about large-scale renewable energy projects. Those projects usually go up in smaller communities where they often face strong local opposition. Wisconsin already has 33 large-scale solar developments in place or in progress in 21 counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Jordan Peele tweeted that his next movie will not be released until October of 2026. The original release date was scheduled for December of 2024. The delay was caused in part by the writers and actors strike last year. There is not much else to report as Peele and the studio are keeping everything on the QT. The project is currently titled Untitled Fourth Film Directed by Jordan Peele, No Lie, and will be distributed by Universal. It seems Ben Affleck is only interested in marrying and divorcing women named Jennifer. TMZ reports Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are headed for divorce as Ben spent Father's Day with Jennifer Garner, his ex-wife. To help make sense of his breakup and help Americans deal with the trauma, TMZ is putting out a new documentary on Hulu called J-Lo and Ben, Missed Warning Signs. Oh, please make it a miniseries. TMZ is employing the help of Oprah Hasbin's Dr. Phil and Dr. Drew to inform us why the relationship didn't work, but most of all, why we should care. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies and light south winds in the overnight, lower 70s by daybreak. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, south winds gusting up around 25, highs in the middle 80s. Could see a shower or storm in the afternoon. Right now, it's 73.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Peach Waba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday's National Splurge Day, we talk about what little luxuries you add to your life right now and the big ones you'd get if you could really splurge.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
She writes, I don't know if you've heard about HB 237, which the North Carolina legislature passed this past Tuesday, but it severely curtails the right to wear a mask, and it allows anyone to demand that a mask wearer remove their masks in public or in private. My husband, who you may remember, has stage 4 cancer, and we mask anytime we are in public to protect his and my health. I'm now in North Carolina at our beach house, and my daughter and her fiance were in a store yesterday and overheard a man loudly asking the cashier why she didn't make them take their masks off. They did not respond to them, and he didn't address them himself. This bill isn't even yet law, and already the harassment has started. I'm wondering if you'd consider this a topic for your show, even more timely, as the New York governor has recently said she is thinking of banning masks. And yes, Kathy Hochul has said she's looking into mask bans as well. This is just kowtowing to the crazies on the right. And it's wrong. I mean, it's just so wrong. So I wanted to flag that for you. And thanks to my friend. And, you know, I looked it up and it's true. So they just never stop, these people. They just never stop. So what's on your mind? Paul in Chicago. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tom. Really like your show. I'm worried about, I live in Chicago, north of Chicago, and I'm worried about the people in Wisconsin that are voting uncommitted for Biden, trying to make a statement or something, or saying that they can't vote for him because, I think, because of his Middle East policy. But those kind of...
Yeah, because of
Gaza. Because of Gaza, but they're going to end up putting Trump in the White House, and he's going to be worse for Palestinians than Joe Biden, no matter how bad they think Joe Biden is. Donald Trump's going to be worse, and people who stay home and say, well, I can't vote for him because of what he's done in Gaza or his policy, they're going to end up putting Trump in the White House. I can't reconcile it. It's hard for me. I mean, I'm not full supporter of what Joe Biden's doing, but I sure as hell don't want to put Trump in the White House, so I'm going to be voting. But these people who say they're going to stay home, that's a vote for Trump.
Yeah. I don't know what percentage of people say they're going to stay home. I mean, that movement was first organized, I believe, by Michael Moore in Michigan to vote uncommitted right. In the primary. But right. If somebody cares enough to vote uncommitted, you know, to show up and vote, odds are they'll vote in the fall, and odds are they will not vote for Donald Trump. I mean, they, you know, people are not stupid. They know what you and I both know, which is that Trump is even worse on this, you know, policy-wise.
Wait, but they can vote for Trump by staying home, and that's what a lot of them say they're doing. I can't vote for Biden. That's what I hear a lot of these people who are pro-Palestinian. I go to the rally, and these pro-Palestinian people say, I can't vote for Biden, and they're going to stay home.
Yeah.
And that's a vote for Trump.
Yeah, I do see it as a weakness right now in the Biden campaign. I am hopeful that, you know, by September, October, there will be some sort of resolution, or U.S. policy will have dramatically changed. You know, Netanyahu just dissolved his war cabinet. Benny Gantz pulled out.
Right.
There's political change coming. And, you know, it's unfortunate. It's real unfortunate that you know, this right winger now he's going to come and address the Republicans in Congress. The Democrats are probably not going to show up. But you know, he's been messing in American politics for years and years and years, and he knows that the war is hurting Joe Biden, which is why he wants to prolong it.
Right.
In addition to it keeping him out of jail. Paul, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. I get your concerns. Anthony in Port Orchard, Washington. Hey, Anthony, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. Hope you feel better. Sounds like you got a cough. I think, Tom, if you take a if you study history and you look around the world, not just your own little bubble like a lot of people do, you can see there is a march toward oligarchies throughout the world. You know, there are so many places that are turning to right-wing politicians, and I'd like to know who's funding all this, because this is, and if you listen, they're all using the same playbook. It's the immigrants, it's the border, it's the gays. And if you go back and you look at Nazi propaganda, Soviet propaganda, you give people somebody to blame. You're not a billionaire like Trump. You're not a billionaire like Putin. You're not super rich. You know whose fault it is? It's those immigrants. It's those gay people. It's those transgender people. And we all know who, if you're smart, you know it's the corporations who took your job and sent it to India or China or Vietnam or Mexico so they could pay somebody pennies on the dollar. That's what really happened. But they give somebody to blame, and there are lots of people in America and around the world that aren't doing that great. And if they've got somebody to blame, then they don't have to look at themselves and go, well, maybe I should have got a skilled trade. Maybe I should have got a degree and got a better job. But it seems like, I hate to say conspiracy, but it seems like it's happening everywhere. And for it all to happen at one time, I can't say it's organic. It just didn't spring up. And the fact that they're all using the same talking points, and people tend to ignore it, because I'm wondering, too, you know, most corporations own the media, and I think a lot of stuff, we're not getting this panic button going. And look around.
I think there's two factors at work here. The first is that billionaires around the world, or at least in many countries, have figured out that American billionaires have learned how to game the system. Now, in part, this is because the Supreme Court legalized political bribery, which is not the case in most other countries. But you know, they're looking at the success of, you know, the average American billionaire right now pays 3.4% in income taxes. You know, most people pay, you know, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30%, you know, depending on their income. And so, you know, billionaires around the world are working on that kind of thing. So there's that kind of funding of a right-wing movement, and the right-wing movement always embraces the billionaires. But I think the larger issue is that when Putin attacked Syria, when Bashar al-Assad was on the verge of falling, when there was a popular, you know, this started in 2011, when the bread crisis was happening across the northern part of Africa. This was the result of climate change. The desert had moved 100 miles south in Syria and wiped out millions of farmers, or hundreds of thousands of farmers. And so they all ended up in Damascus and Aleppo, you know, in the major cities, you know, as homeless people, basically. And they started demanding food and a place to live. And the Assad's response to that was to send the soldiers into the streets and shoot protesters. And that then led to riots in the cities. And so then Russia came in, and they just bombed Aleppo into nothing. I mean, the city was just destroyed. Something like 80% of all the buildings were ruined. You know, it's like the same way that they're bombing parts of Ukraine right now. And you know, half of Damascus was damaged. So what happened was over a million, and some argue over 2 million, dark-skinned Muslim Syrians fled North Africa. Many of them went through Libya, you know, got on boats, went to southern Italy and Greece, and then spread throughout Europe. Germany took in a million of them. I mean, a million, and embraced them. This was Angela Merkel. Sweden took in several hundred thousand, which was the equivalent of more than a million when you proportion it to population. And what has happened now is that because of local discrimination, local old boy networks, people tend to hire people who they know, right? People who they feel comfortable with. And so these immigrants in Europe have not been able to get good jobs. They're very upset about it. Many of them have turned to crime.
They've been essentially ghettoized. And so now there's this massive right-wing backlash, and it's happening all. And this happened in England. It's happening in France, and that right-wing, that really, it's a white nationalist. It's a white supremacist backlash, or our tribe versus your tribe backlash. I mean, there's different ways to characterize it that are more or less evil or benign. But that's what's really driving this process. Was had Putin never destroyed Syria, had that flood of refugees never arrived on the southern border. That's how Viktor Orban rose to power, is in 2010. His campaign promise, this was at that time, there was just it was mostly Libyan refugees. This was, after we killed Gaddafi. Oh my God, here come the refugees. It's a challenge, and it's a game that Republicans in the United States are playing too. Although Biden now has pretty much sealed up the southern border, you wouldn't know that from watching Fox News, but that's pretty much what's going on. But I get it, Anthony. I don't have any easy answer other than identifying the problem. But thank you for the call, Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Talking points: the unrest in our country. It just seems to be building. I don't think the general public feels it, but us who watch this and read about it and listen and can anticipate something is brewing. And I think the conservatives and their lies and all the they've sold their souls. I think after you tell so many lies, another lie doesn't matter. Like Jim Jordan said, rules don't matter, winning does. Clarence Thomas says, they made my life misery for 45 years. I'm going to make theirs miserable. I mean, that's what motivates these folks. And then when they had the congressional inquiry on Garland and they wanted the Biden tapes, why didn't the Democrats say, all right, we'll give you those tapes when you tell us what went on between you and Putin at the Helsinki Accord that time, we'll turn it around.
I get it.
The Supreme Court has just gotten so powerful, it's frightening. And these bump stocks turn, a regular gun into a machine gun. It gives the militia. I mean, we were really stupid when we sincerely thought that conservatives were protecting the Second Amendment. They were stockpiling. They heard between them something's going to happen. So everybody, spread the word. Load up on guns. Be ready. And it's frightening. I mean, I'm just afraid there's going to be like a purge-like situation where Democrats don't load up on guns. I mean, it's just not part of their what they care about.
Well, there's a lot of armed Democrats, but I think the weaponry ratio is, definitely favors people who are following Trump.
This
I get
just
that.
Seems so coordinated, Trump and the militia, and it just seems very coordinated under the radar. I mean, they're not going to tell you what they're up to, but I mean, when the Supreme Court puts them to such an advantage with these guns, everyone has a gun, okay, then make it high-powered. I mean, that ups the ante incredibly. Why would they do something like that? I don't know. In deciding whether we're going to be ruled by a president or a king, I mean, with their immunity.
I know it's grim stuff, Diana, and it's why we've got to get everybody we know registered to vote and make sure that they show up in November. I mean, this is going to be the most consequential election of our lifetimes. Diane, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. If there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy.
because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Too much. I guess the only guy who's grand, but we're steaming.
Whoa. Dave, you are breaking up just terribly. I'm going to put you on hold here and make sure it's not just you. And I'll come right back to you if it is, if it isn't. Joe in Chicago. Hey, Joe, can you hear me?
It should be, again, most of that stuff should be completed within a few days.
I beg your pardon? Oh, he just hung up. Okay, let's try Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
I guess you can hear me?
Yes, I can. Tom? Yeah. Yeah, apparently Dave had a problem with his phone.
It seems as though since the decisions in Heller and McDonald, the Supreme Court decisions on the Second Amendment in 2010, the Supreme Court has decided that they are going to micromanage the Second Amendment on their own, which is exactly the opposite of the intention of the Second Amendment.
And of the Constitution when it comes to Congress's responsibilities.
Yeah. The Second Amendment essentially says that the federal government shall not regulate firearms, except under the purview of the Interstate Commerce Clause. And that limitation was marked in a case in 1995 called United States v. Lopez, which overturned the Gun-Free School Zones Act that George H.W. Bush signed into law in 1990. I don't see how bump stocks have a damn thing to do with the Second Amendment. Bump stocks are an accessory. Right. They're not a right. They're not a fundamental right.
Did they cite the Second Amendment anywhere in that decision? Did Thomas cite the Second Amendment?
No, but it has to do with, because it was an executive order, they said that the Trump administration did not properly execute the executive order, which means that the issue must have been under some regulatory agency, that maybe the ATF.
Yeah, it was the ATF.
Yeah, okay.
But the ATF actually made that decision, didn't they? I didn't realize it was an executive order. I thought there was an ATF rule.
Well, it's kind of like the president, because of...
Or did the executive order direct the ATF? Yeah,
yeah.
I get it.
The Chevron says that Chevron rule said that
So this might have been the first bite of the Chevron rule, Paul?
I'm wondering if they're telegraphing that, because that's what's coming up. That's coming up. That's
the
next decision.
I know. I'm very concerned about it. Paul, I'm sorry we're out of time, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for The Tom Allball Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crudy going to Racine to meet the front row Joes at the Trump rally. You better tune in. New friends and you, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.